So I don't think we should feel constrained by the little dialogues. The other question for Mark, though, is since you do know about all of these database things, do you have any feeling for whether the database part is competent? Now, I would actually be probably more interested in the inference engines, and that's not your area of expertise, and furthermore, they haven't told us much about it. Mm-hmm. But I can track that down. I can find out about the inference engines and who's doing that for them. I'm pretty sure it's this DFKI, the German AI Center, mm-hmm. and those guys are good. But I'd have to find out. What do you think about the database?
Well, okay, so from the... I don't think that they're rich in terms of knowledge. I've actually worked on building GIS and temporal database systems, so I'm pretty familiar with the kinds of queries you can express. And unless they've got a different slant on it, these are typically systems which are built with highly specific goals in mind, and the effort is all put all into performance and indexing of the data. So if you want to find all cities that are within, you know, something, these systems will find it for you quickly. And that's important for planning, you know, for the route planning and so on. But for us, it's a prerequisite for doing any kind of, you know, reasoning about spatial relations of things. So in that respect, it's satisfactory, but it doesn't do anything really exciting. And I think the temporal database is probably the same thing, same way. The real interesting part I see is the part that they have completely underspecified, which is interaction with the web. You can imagine a lot of rich interaction in, you know, wanting reservations or just doing search in general, using natural language. And that's the part here that they're the most, that's the part that this document is the most underspecified about. So,
have other people looked at this?
Yeah, I mean, Mark and I talked about it briefly yesterday. And, and definitely the examples they give don't seem particularly interesting because a lot of them are asking just sort of state information. And, you know, since the things that we've developed can handle so much more, it'd be nice if the queries, you know, actually put those things to the test. But I also thought that we could construct examples that they would be. The question was, how receptive are they to doing some more interesting things?
Assume that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Either they'll be receptive or we won't.